So we continue today in Simen Chaf Hei in the Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei. Simen Chaf Hei Sif Hei in the Dir Shemesh Nebura, page 64 on the end of the Shulchan Aruch Hei. Yechavim Bahana Chasam. One should have in mind when putting on tefillin. Shetzivanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahaniach Kol Arba Parshios Ha'elu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to go ahead and place upon ourselves the four parshios, the four sections of the Torah that are contained within the tefillin. Sheyesh Bohem Yichud Shmo V'Yitzias Mitzrayim Al Azroa Keneged Aleiv Ve'Al Arosh Keneged Hamoach. And each of these parshios in their own way either speak about the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or the Exodus, and we put it on our arm opposite the heart, because remember, we'll discuss that the shalyad, the bias, the box of the shalyad is tilted inside towards the heart. Va'al harosh, and on the head, keneged amoach, opposite the mind, the brain. Kedei sheniskor nisim v'neflo sha'asi imanu, in order that we always remember with our heart and with our mind all of the miracles that God did for us, shem morim al yichudo, that ultimately speak to God's oneness, va'asher lo hakoach v'hamshala ba'alyonam b'tachtonam la'asos b'hem kirtzenon, that God has the ability in the upper worlds and the lower worlds to do what He wants, v'yishabi la'kodesh baruch hu ha'neshama shiba moach, and we go ahead and literally I give over to Hashem my neshama, my soul, which is in the mind. It's interesting. We often think that when we speak about it, our neshama, we often think that it's by the heart. But in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says that the neshama is by the mind. So we put tefillin over our head to show that not only am I giving over my intellect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm giving over my neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gam Halev, and I'm also giving over my heart. Shu'ikra tavas ha-machshavos. And again, with the mind is the seat of all intellect, the neshama is the seat of all life, the lev is the seat, is the base of emotion. So by literally connecting tefillin, which contains the parashios of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of His miracles, over the seat of my intellect, my emotion, and my very life, I'm giving over that over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubaze yiskar habore, through the midst of tefillin we remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yamit hana osav, and a person will realize that the truth is life is not about seeking pleasure, but rather life is about seeking meaning. And ultimate meaning could be found with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yaniach shalyat techila, one should put on the shalyad first. V'yivarech lahaniach tefillin, and one needs the bracha of lahaniach tefillin, to put on tefillin, to place tefillin. V'achar kach yaniach al shalrosh, and then afterwards you put on the shalrosh. V'lo yivarech ki im bracha achas l'shtem. Now the position of the mechaber is that the shalyad and the shalrosh are one mitzvah, and therefore again one makes one bracha prior to putting them on, and that's it. Haga, the Rama comments, and he says, "V'yesh omrim levarich al shalrosh al mitzvas tefillin, afilo lo hivsik bein sayim." On the other hand, the Rama writes that some say that you should make an additional bracha on the shalrosh of al mitzvas tefillin, even if you did not interrupt between the putting on of the shalyad and the shalrosh. V'chein pashat ha-minag b'bnei Ashkenaz shemevarchin shtei brachos. And this has become the dominant custom among Ashkenazic Jews that we make two brachos on tefillin, one on the shalyad lahaniach and one on the shalrosh al mitzvas tefillin. However, v'tov lomar tamid acher ha-bracha ashniya baruch shem kivol machuso li'olam v'ed. But right after we go and we put on the shalrosh and we make the bracha of al mitzvahs tefillin, so we recite the phrase Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Soli Olam Va'ed. Now normally that phrase is recited when one has taken God's name in vain, or when one has made a mistake in bracha. So one goes in and recites the phrase Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Soli Olam Va'ed, which means that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's honorific kingdom should be blessed forever. The idea behind that is when one makes an unnecessary bracha, so one shows a lack of regard and honor for God's name. By reciting the phrase of Baruch Shem Kivod Malchus Soli Olam Va'ed, a person shows that no, I can take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name very, very, with incredible kovod rosh, incredible intensity and honor and respect. So we'll discuss in just a moment. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments, Yichavim Banachasam, Siv Kot and Tesvav, Kasav Habach, B'simin ches tam loze, midichsiv ayadacha la'os ayadcha, l'man tiyeh toras Hashem b'ficha, ki b'yad chazacha hosiyacha, yore ki ikra mitzvah v'kiyuma t'luya b'kavana sheichavin b'kiyum ha-mitzvah. So this is very interesting, meaning what the Mishnah Berurah is commenting, what the Bach is commenting on, is that the Shulchan Aruch says, it's not just enough to put on tefillin, but rather when one puts on tefillin, one must remember the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, the Exodus, and by doing so really subjugate all of one's powers, abilities, and talents towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Bach just writes the idea that when the Torah speaks about the mitzvah of tefillin, it says, and then it says, that the word of God should be in your mouth. In other words, that the mitzvah of tefillin is supposed to engender a certain level of understanding. Therefore, again, one does not simply fulfill the mitzvah by just putting tefillin on, but rather one only fulfills the mitzvah if one puts the tefillin on, and by putting on the tefillin, one has an enhanced level of appreciation for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kasa of our Prima Gadim, but the Prima Gadim writes, however, again, if one does not have explicit intent when putting on tefillin about the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or Egyptian Exodus, one is still Yotze. Now, it's interesting, in footnote 25 in the Mishnah, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he quotes over here, according to the Chai Adam, that interestingly enough, one should, at least has to have in mind for the basic mitzvah, even if one doesn't have deeper kavanas as to what the mitzvah means, but one should have in mind that he is discharging the mitzvah of tefillin. It is interesting that he quotes over also the Ber Halacha, and we'll get into this later on, but the Ber Halacha discusses that even if one only has what we call basic situational kavana, situational kavana means I'm not even thinking anything explicit, but it's clear from the context of what it is that I'm doing, that I'm having in mind to fulfill the mitzvah, that is enough to go ahead and fulfill the mitzvah as well. So what comes out, according to this Mishnah Berurah, is really three different levels of kavana. The highest level of kavana, which is what we aspire to, is that when one puts on tefillin, one has in mind that not only am I doing the mitzvah, but I'm going ahead and I'm using the mitzvah as a way of increasing my appreciation of the oneness of God, the miracles He has performed, and I'm taking all of my kohos, my intellect, my emotion, and my very life, and I'm giving it over to the service of God. That's the highest level and the level we aspire towards. If I don't have that level, at least have in mind that I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of tefillin, and even less than that, even if I have no explicit intent, but what we'll call situational intent, that is clear from what I'm doing, that I'm doing the mitzvah of tefillin, then one has fulfilled the mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah tes zayin sivkon tes zayin la'aniach arba parshios v'yesh nuag in mach mazel likros arba parshios la'achar nachas tefillin. So some have the custom that after they put on tefillin, they read the four sections of the Torah that are included in tefillin. Haynu kadesh v'aya kiviyacha dimshema v'ayam shema b'lav hachi korin kol yisrael b'shas kriyash. Remember again, the four sections are kadesh likol b'char, sanctifying of the firstborn, Vaya Kibiyachon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us to the land, Shema and Vaya Im Shema. So Shema and Vaya Im Shema we're saying anyway as part of Tefillah. So some have the custom to recite these additional two parashos, Ubitulin Rabbeinu Tam, Yomar Kol Arapashos, Abinu Yachav Yafu. Fine, we'll talk about Ubitulin Rabbeinu Tam later on. Take a look at Yud Ches. So remember, the Shulchan Aruch said we first put on tefillin shel yad, and then tefillin shel rosh. Where do we get that order? From the pasuk. The pasuk first talks about putting on the tefillin shel yad, and then only afterwards the shel rosh. V'yivarech. One should make the bracha of laniach tefillin before putting on the shalyad, writes the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Yud Ches. When we'll discuss this later on as well, before one tightens the shalyad, one should recite this bracha. Al mitzvas sivkot and chaf. I'm sorry, I keep skipping, I apologize. Yud Ches tefillin halamid bedogish. So what he's pointing out is, it's not tefillin, but rather it's tefillin. So the lamid is with a dogish. Tefillin. I apologize. It is tefillin, but the idea is, as the Amid itself is accented with a dogish. Al mitzvah sifka unches bepatach tachas havov. So remember, it's al mitzvahs as opposed to al mitzvos. Shuhu Loshon Yochid, Velo Yomar Becholim Shu Loshon Rabbim, meaning as opposed to Al Mitzvos, which would be plural, we only see Al Mitzvas Tefillin. Shailon is Kanabrachozu Kim Tefillin Shalosh Bilbad, Kimoshi Ispar B'Simen. Now, interestingly enough, the reason why it's on mitzvahs tefillin singular is ultimately because this bracha is dafka going on the shel rosh, not on the shel yad. He goes on v'tov lomar. So remember again, we have a fundamental dispute between the mechaber and the Ramo. The mechaber says that there is one bracha of tefillin of lahaniach. That's all, and that goes in the shel yad shel rosh. The Ramo says we say two brachas, lahaniach on the shel yad and on mitzvahs on the shel rosh. But however, interestingly enough, the Ramo said, but after you say the bracha on the shel rosh, you should say baruch shem kevod machusol liolam vaed. Almost that formulation that I say in the situation that I've made an unnecessary bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah is bothered by this. He says chaf aleph mishum chashash safek bracha levatala. So we're going to see. The issue over here is, out of concern that one has made an unnecessary bracha. So asks the Mishnah Berurah, V'lo shu safek gomer, de'im kem eich yivarech mi safek bracha levatala, v'yismoch al shiuma baruch shen kavo machusol yolam va'ed. So the Mishnah Berurah is raising a very interesting point. Now remember, we have a general concept in brachos, that the concept of safek brachos lahakel, when you are in doubt, if you need a particular bracha, so if you're in doubt, we tell you, just skip it. Because brachos inon ma'akvos, brachos are not necessary for the performance of the mitzvah. Therefore, if I doubt about a particular bracha, I'm not going to say it. So what's happening over here? If I'm really in doubt about whether or not there should be a bracha on the shel rosh, then the proper halachic approach would be to simply not say the bracha. But yet, why would the halacha tell me say it? But also, you should say baruch shem kevol machusol di olam vaed. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Ella. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we Bnei Ashkenaz, we hold that the halacha follows Rabbeinu Tam, namely that Shalyad and Shalrosh are really two distinct mitzvos, and therefore again each one gets its own bracha. That is how we paskin. Rak, so why do we say Baruch Shem Kevah Ma'achusol Di Olam Va'ed? Rak l'Ravcha Demilsa L'Hotz Yatzenim Midei Kol Pikpok Lo'agin Lom Baruch Shem Kevah Ma'achusol Di Olam Va'ed. See, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah writes that essentially, in order to remove ourselves from any doubt, meaning we paskin that Tefillin Shel Yad, Tefillin Shel Rosh are two separate mitzvos, and therefore, again, each one gets its own bracha. But since we know that there are other opinions, like the Mechaber and others, who don't hold that way, and therefore they would say that the recitation of the bracha of Al Mitzvahs Tefillin is a bracha levatala, a bracha, an unnecessary bracha, therefore, in order to satisfy those opinions as well, we just simply add in Baruch Shem Kivod Mahusol Di Olam Va'ed. This way, at the end of the day, essentially, everyone is happy. He goes on, he says, V'yizar ma'ot shaloma baruch shem, rak la'achar shi yahadik ha'shal rosh al roshu kiro'i, dim lo kin yehefsek bin ha'bracha l'hanocha, v'ya bracha zu levatala bevadai, v'tzarech lachzor levarech v'olam nechshanam bazeh. So we will see later on, the Shulchan Aruch is actually going to detail this in greater detail, that how do you make the bracha? So what the Mishnah Berurah is adding on over here is, the way you make the bracha on the shal rosh is, just like we said before, that before you tighten the shal yad, that's when you make the bracha. So to when you put on the shalrosh, you place the shalrosh on your head. Before you tighten the shalrosh on your head, you say the bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Al Mitzvahs Tefillin. Then one tightens the tefillin on one's head. Then after the tightening, one recites Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusol Di Olam Va'ed. And the reason for that is because if one goes ahead and recites Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusol Di Olam Va'ed between the bracha and the tightening, then that is a hefsek. That is an absolute interruption. And therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, one would have to repeat the bracha. Therefore, again, proper order is I place the shalrosh on my head loosely. Once it's lying on my head, I say bracha al mitzvahs tefillin, tighten, and then after the tightening, one goes ahead and recites Baruch Shem Kevah Machusol Di Olam Va'ed. So what comes out from today's halacha is, number one, when we put on tefillin, we aspire for the highest level of kavana, namely, that I'm putting on tefillin in order to give over my heart, my emotion, my neshama, my life, my mind, my intellect, over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the service of God. And tefillin is supposed to remind me of the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the miracles He performs. But even if I only have basic situational kavana, that's okay as well. Again, Mechaber Paskins, that we only say one bracha on Shalyad and Shalrosh, Lahaniach Tefillin, that bracha is made prior to the tightening of the Shalyad. Ramo disagrees and says, no, we make the bracha of Amitzvahs Tefillin as well. But in order to go ahead and satisfy all opinions after the bracha of Amitzvahs Tefillin, we say Baruch Shem Kevod Ma'achusol Di Olam Va'ed in order to avoid any bracha levatala. But proper order is to only say the Baruch Shem Kevod Ma'achusol Di Olam Va'ed after one has tightened the shalrosh on the head. Therefore, for Bnei Ashkenaz, the proper custom would be one recites Laniach Tefillin on their shalyad, then one puts the shalrosh on the head, not tightening at first, but for then say the bracha of Al Mitzvahs Tefillin, then tighten, then Baruch Shem Kevod Ma'achusol Di Olam Va'ed. We will stop here. And Emirat Hashem will pick up with Sif Vav tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.